Lawrence's Own Uptown Mandolin Quartet, The Kansas Tango, was written by one of their members, Jeff Dieringer. So when we say we're live and we're local, that's what we're talking about. We're Kansas Public Radio, here for you. I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown. With you until noon, we've got all kinds of great things coming up. In just a little bit, we'll hear the Kansas City Chorale and Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org. Here's a little short thing by Jean-Philippe Rameau. It's called The Joyful, or Charlemagne's Sword, on KPR. Vikinger Olofsson at the piano, here on KPR. Hey, the noon hour brings you a mountain adventure, first with an English tone poem called In the Mountain Country, followed up by a grand suite adapted from French mountain songs, Vincent Dandy's Summer Day on the Mountain, classical music with Jeff from noon to three on KPR. I'm Cordelia, with you until then. This is the Kansas City Chorale for The Wild Honeysuckle by James Mulholland on KPR. With beautiful text by Philip Freneau and the music by James Mulholland. That was our own Kansas City Chorale, led by Charles Bruffy, The Wild Honeysuckle. Good morning on this rainy early fall morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. We've got great classical music for you throughout the day, no matter what you're doing. Keep KPR with you. You can listen to it through your phone, through our app, or through our website, kansaspublicradio.org. It's about 9:22. Next, we go to Beethoven. Stay tuned in just a bit. Just a moment, a matter of seconds. A Beethoven piano concerto. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Autumn Romance for Strings, Friday, September 26th. 7:30 p.m. at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in Kansas City, Missouri. Tickets and details at kcchamberorchestra.org. Let's peek at the updated forecast. It's 67 degrees now in Lawrence, and it shouldn't get much above 70 because we have a 90% chance of showers throughout the day. We could get a thunderstorm. Doesn't look so far like we would get much of one, but we'll keep you up to date. So tonight there's a 30% chance, and tomorrow should feel pretty nice. We'll have northern breezes, maybe a shower, a thunderstorm, but a high of only 72 for Wednesday. All right, here's Beethoven in the Third Piano Concerto in C minor. Christina Ortiz is the soloist now on KPR. One of the five piano concertos written by Beethoven. That was Piano Concerto No. 3. Richard Hickox and the City of London Sinfonia with Christina Ortiz at the piano. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. You can see our playlists online at kansaspublicradio.org.
News every weekday.
Join us in the morning for the next one. From 5 to 9 right here on KPR. We're live, we're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1, Oldsburg, Junction City, Abilene 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3, or through kansaspublicradio.org. You know those Gymnopédies by Eric Satie? Strange title, but a beautiful, although a bit sad, melody. Listen for a violin version of that in just a few minutes, right after the NPR news and right here on KPR. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas. serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. 90% chance of rain throughout the day. The high should only be 70, though. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kiki. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Legacy Box, dedicated to helping customers turn boxes into family videos and photos into memories that can be shared with generations to come. More at legacybox.com. Good morning. This is KPR from KU. The Eric Satie Gymnopédie No. 1. Nigel Kennedy was the violinist there with the English Chamber Orchestra. Next, we have some guitar music, some variations on a theme of Tarariga. Before we hear a story about the jolly old Falstaff, and a little piece called Rocking Chair, written by Florence Price. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information is available at prairiepaws.org. Here's the guitar music now by Agustin Barrios on Kansas Public Radio. Enno Voorhurst, the name of the guitarist, playing variations on a theme of Tarariga by Agustin Barrios. Coming up next hour, the King's Singers. Also, the Roseleaf Rag by Scott Joplin and some other pieces. But next on Kansas Public Radio, we have a piece by Sir Edward Elgar, which is not one of his most famous. It's recorded a lot, but it's just not programmed by the orchestras for their concerts. It's Falstaff, a symphonic study. It's really a tone poem because it has storytelling in it. It has Charles Dutoit and the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. There's no singing, no voices, but it does have a story. It's in four sections, and it's the part of the Falstaff story from Henry the Fourth, parts one and two. So in the first section, Elgar has the two main themes of the piece, that for two people, Prince Hal, marked grandioso, being courtly and grand, and that for Falstaff himself, showing a goodly, portly man of a cheerful look, a pleasing eye, and a most noble carriage. Elgar called that a symphonic study on Falstaff, featuring prominently jolly old Falstaff himself and the more stately Prince Hal. Playing Falstaff, Charles Dutoit's Montreal Symphony Orchestra here on KPR. It's 5 minutes before 11 o'clock. Coming up, well, Roseleaf Rag by Scott Joplin. Also, an English version, not the popular one you might think of, Autumn Leaves, sung by the King's Singers. That'll all come up right after the news and right here on KPR, where support for the classical music comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business or organization or club can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. And that was Scott Joplin on KPR, the Roseleaf Rag, played by Benjamin Lieb. And we'll hear Florence Price's Rocking Chair, a piece written for children to play as they're learning piano, right after the news, and then the King Singers doing a couple of songs right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Support for news on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. Kaiser Cummings, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. It's 1101, it's KPR.
NPR News, I'm Lakshmi. NASDAQ is down 73, the Dow is up 38 points. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. This is KansasPublicRadio.org. The King Singers on Kansas Public Radio. First, it was Charles Villiers Stanford's Autumn Leaves, and then that beautiful love song, an old English folk song, Brig Fair. Next, Autumn from The Seasons. Love that part of The Seasons by Alexander Glazunov. And then music by Antonin Dvorak, The Golden Spinning Wheel. It's a story told in music, and you can really hear the spinning wheel. It's about a wise hermit who, through a golden spinning wheel, is able to solve a murder. And it's the piccolo who tells who the murderer was. It's very interesting. That's coming up at about 11:30 this morning right here on KPR. Now, Te Deum is a fine Kansas City ensemble, a vocal ensemble. They're doing Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil in the English translation to help demystify a wonderful, profoundly spiritual and musical piece. The performance is one of Te Deum's, well, to them, they think it's one of the most special things they've ever done. And this year is the 50th anniversary of the first and only English language recording of it. So doing it in English really offers our audiences over here a really good opportunity to hear it. The All Night Vigil. So it is Saturday, September 27th, 7:30 p.m. at Village Presbyterian Church. And a second performance that weekend, Sunday, September 28th at 7 p.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. And their director, Matthew Shepherd, we'll be coming in Thursday to tell us more about it. And I think we're just going to have one of those hours where we kind of deconstruct the all-night vigil of Rachmaninoff and listen to short portions of it and have Matthew tell us about what's going on with it, which will be so much easier with it being in English. So that's pretty exciting this weekend. Te Deum, the ensemble. For all the information and to reserve your tickets, te-deum.org. Next, Autumn from Glazunov's Seasons on KPR. Some great music about the fall season. Autumn from the Four Seasons by Glazunov. Alexander Glazunov on Kansas Public Radio this morning, played by the Scottish National Orchestra. Our next piece has quite a story to it. It's called The Golden Spinning Wheel by Antonin Dvorak, and it really tells a story. And here's how to listen for the spinning wheel, which helps solve a murder. A wise hermit uses it to solve a murder. Okay, you'll hear the spinning wheel three times. You'll hear it. It's really in the accompaniment. It's more of a rhythm that you'll hear. It's when the king is riding on horseback and he meets the beautiful woman who lives in the woods, who is at her golden spinning wheel. And then you'll hear the spinning wheel theme again when the wise hermit gets the golden spinning wheel, hers, and then at the betrayal, it's in the dramatic climax, and you'll hear the spinning wheel again when the king asks his deceitful bride, the one who stepped in and said, yes, I'm the beautiful woman in the woods, when the king asks the deceitful bride to spin with the golden spinning wheel, well, it starts singing a song that you'll hear in the piccolo exposing the crimes about how, sadly, the real beautiful girl in the woods was done away with so they could stick an imposter in her place. So it's quite a story. Listen to it and see which themes you can recognize or guess what it's about. Dvorak's Spinning Wheel, the Golden Spinning Wheel, Fairy Tale Music Now on KPR. Fairy Tale Music by Antony Dvorak, as played by the Scottish National Orchestra, The Golden Spinning Wheel, Dvorak on KPR this early autumn morning where we still have an 80 to 90% chance of more rain throughout the day and only a high of 70 to enjoy this afternoon, and tomorrow should be cooler as well, and Wednesday. As part of KPR's annual Live Day, Friday night, October 24th, join us for a free concert by violinist Destiny Ann Mermegan and friends. It's an evening of spooky tales and tunes live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR stations. Look forward to that Friday night, October 24th at 7 p.m. Admission's free at the library, but just to make sure we have a place for everyone, please RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org if you plan to join us. That's by Samuel Barber, a canzone for flute and piano on Kansas Public Radio. Remember, you can see our playlists online. Check it out and see what's playing or what's been played at kansaspublicradio.org.
You know that Morning Edition keeps you up to date with something unexpected on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us in the morning between 5 and 9 right here on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow Karen Willey moderates Water for Our Future with state legislators Kenny Titus and Lindsey Vonn on September 23rd, today. More at doleinstitute.org. And the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. KANU, KANU, HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV, HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. This is KPR. The news is next.
President Trump's speech at the United Nations.